You have to humble yourself in the Lord because He got you. If He's calling you, He knows everything that you need. He will provide every single thing.
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to another Give, Send, Go Spotlight interview. I have a very special guest with us today, Aminadab Feliz. She's with us today to share about a campaign that she's put up on Give, Send, Go. It's a fantastic campaign for some things that God is doing in some amazing people's lives. And so you've got to hear this cool story. You've got to meet this fantastic woman and just jump on board with what's going on here, because you're not going to want to miss this. Well, thank you, Aminadab, for joining me today. Thank you for joining me. Care to introduce yourself? Who are you? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Aminadab Feliz. I was born in New York, but I grew up in the Dominican Republic.
Nice. Oh, where in New York did you grow? Were you born?
I was born in Manhattan.
Nice. I lived in Queens for a little bit, so I know a little bit. That's fantastic. But you, Dominican Republic is where you're now.
No, I am currently, I live in Pennsylvania in the Bible school that I just graduated from. But yes, I was in New York before, and now I'm living in Pennsylvania.
No way. What Bible school did you just graduate from?
I graduated from Summit International School of Ministry.
Awesome. Oh, that's so cool. Well, congratulations. That's a big accomplishment.
Yes, it's amazing. So, you know, I was in New York, and I just graduated from college. I went to Naya College, and it was such a powerful experience. I graduated as a social worker. And then I wanted to go into my master right away. But Abba, which I call him, told me, no, you're not going to to grad school. You're going to Summit now. And it is a 2-year program. It's a Bible school that training a young people, men and women that just want to grow in their relationship with God and know the Bible. Like, it's just about being unplugged from the outside world and be plugged with Jesus and get to know your identity with Jesus. So as I've been here, I've been experiencing so much healing, so much grow in my spiritual walk and in my life, just a general. And I've been so blessed. And this school is called International because they accept international students from all around the world. And this is the reason actually why I create this campaign, because I know that when we leave from our homeland and go to a new country, it's a new culture, new, everything is new. And it's just a time to be able to adjust. But the beginnings are always hard. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult. So I have 3 wonderful friends, Christians from the Dominican Republic, that they were accepted to come to Bible school. And because they will have visa, student visa, they are will not able to go and have jobs outside the campus, outside the school. So in this campaign, the purpose is just to raise funds to help them to buy their school supplies, the books, other essentials, because, you know, they're going to be here for the first time. It's going to be like in America for the first time. And they really need like all these essentials to be able to like go into this first semester of a school successfully and they just not have anything lack. And that's the reason why this campaign was created, just to help them with these essential needs and the school supplies that they need for their arrival.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I have to tell you, I ran a little school when I was up in Canada, a little ministry school, and we had some international students come. And you are so correct. It is such a big change coming, you know, going, leaving your country to go anywhere, especially to learn, because you're going to be around a new language. Sometimes you're going to be around customs that are unfamiliar. And then especially when you're on a student visa and you can't work, you can't bring any money in. And so they're just in faith, pursuing the call of God on their lives and saying, Lord, here we are. We want to grow in our relationship with you. And it's awesome that you, someone who's graduated this program, this school is now giving your heart and your efforts to help raise funds for these people. That's just so generous and kind of you. I love that. And it just speaks to the testimony of what God did in your life while you were there. Now, this school is actually associated with the Times Square Church. Is that correct?
Yes, that's our local church, Times Square Church, and it's founded by our pastor. He passed away in 2012, but his name is David Wilkerson.
Oh, I love David.
He left a legacy that even though I couldn't meet this man of God, he have impacted my life with the church, with the Bible school. It's just been a wonderful, wonderful journey in the Lord.
Yeah, David Wilkerson was such an incredible man of God. You know, he gave so much of his life to seeing people just have the ability to draw close to Abba, to their Father in heaven, and to draw into him. You know, really, I've read some of his work, and I've listened to many of his sermons, and I've gone to his church a few times when he was there. Man, just what an inspiration. And for him to take that effort and to do this, what a powerful thing, especially to bring the nations in, to come and to learn and to draw close to the Lord. And so the funds that are being raised are all to help, you know, supply these students. There's three of them, correct?
Yes, there are three of them.
What are their names?
So we have Aris Laney, Miguel, and Luis.
Awesome. And this will be their first time coming to the States?
First time coming, going outside their country, like completely. It's going to be like so amazing. They are super exciting. And they are also like, you know, worried because Dominican Republic is a third world country. There is not really a country that do fundraising. It's just really hard. And I had been so blessed in America, and through this country, I've been able to bless the Dominican Republic through donation because the generosity of many, many brothers and sisters and people in United States just being just a land of blessing to other nations.
Oh, so good. And I even see on your campaign that there's been some generous donations that have come in already. And, you know, we go before the Lord. I always go back, you know, to the word, you know, he's Jehovah Jireh. He supplies all of our needs. He gets things done for us, and he, you know, he takes care of us, and he knows how to. I think of in Isaiah, it says he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And you go, and he owns the hills too. He has all the resources. But the way God provides is, you know, he says it. Jesus told us, he said, when you give a cup of water to the one who is thirsty, you know, you're giving it to Jesus. When you provide for those who have need, it's like you're worshiping the Lord and saying, Jesus, you're worthy because I see you when I give it to them. I see your love and I see your care. And so what you're doing is you're really doing something so profound when it comes to our walk in faith and our walk with the Lord. We look and we see those who need, you know, our family members. That's what they are, right? They're there, our family in Christ, and saying we're going to stand by them. We're going to make sure that they're taken care of because it is a big need. And those of you who are watching, you know, many of you might understand this. If you've ever traveled abroad, left your country, left your home for a period of time, it's not a walk in the park. You know, it's not just, you know, there are many things that can come your way that can divert your track and cause some difficulty. And so it's not the easiest thing, but those who take these steps, these are real, this is faith in action. And as believers, we come and we applaud that and we say, yes, Lord, come and support them and surround them. And he does that through his body. We say it all the time. We are the hands and we're the feet of Jesus. And so we want to shine that light. And so you've started this campaign on Give, Send, Go, which we love. We love being the Christian crowdfunding site, the Freedom crowdfunding site, making sure people can raise funds and that we can see people continue to shine brightly. And so those of you who are watching right now, just if you want to go give, this is how you can do it. You can go to this campaign, which is at givesendgo.com/Aminadev Feliz, and you'll see that written down right underneath here. It will also be in the description, and you can click that link, head on over, give a little donation. So into this, I often think of Paul, who, you know, was raising up his own disciples to go and continue to do the work of establishing the church. And, you know, the need that's there is very real. And he often said, you know, when you sow into what I'm doing, you're partnering with me. You're joining me in something special.
Some things in life you just can't control, like when a loved one passes or a natural disaster strikes. But you can control which crowdfunding platform you'll use when the time comes. GiveSendGo is trusted in over 80 countries worldwide for its simple, reliable crowdfunding platform. As the leader in freedom fundraising, GiveSendGo guarantees people's voices are heard and valued. Whether you're in a hopeless situation, see a friend in need, or pursuing a lifelong dream, GiveSendGo's got your back so you can confidently raise money for who and what you love. Go to www.givesendgo.com to start fundraising today.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share with those who are watching right now? A little testimony or something to draw them into a little bit. So share a testimony of your time at the school, something that was really impactful.
Yeah. So, you know, I grew up in the Dominican Republic, and it's just, for me, it's been sad to see that not everyone have the same opportunity. It's just like we have this social class, like we have the high class, we have the middle, and we have the low. But when I came to America, it's just amazing. Anyone can fulfill the American dream. It doesn't matter what was your background, it doesn't matter where you come from. It's just beautiful to see the many opportunities that this country brings to people to grow into success. And I know that they appreciate so much education here in the United States. They constantly see giving a scholarship and giving opportunities to just be educated. And it's beautiful when you can be educated in a career like a doctor. You have to study, you have to go to school, etc. But what about, like, as a body of Christ, to be educated in the Word of God? Yeah. And to me, that was so beautiful to know that there is a Bible school I can go, and I can just grow in my relationship with Jesus, but also I can grow in His Word, and I can be a better minister. One of the thing here at school is live for the benefit of others. And I love that, because that's why we come to Summit. We come to learn how to live for the benefit of others. And I know that back in DR, in the beautiful island that I grew up, the Dominican Republic, there is so many young people so hungry to grow, so hungry to better serve God, so hungry to have an opportunity to be this light of Jesus in this today generation. But what happened is that there is not many opportunity to develop that kind of education in the Dominican Republic. Even when I have gone there to do mission work, because I'm a missionary, it's just like, it breaks my heart to see that there is so much need in my culture in the Dominican Republic. And one of the needs is about education. Not everyone have the privilege to go to be to go to a school, actually. I have seen many children, like families that have many children, and many of the children have to be in the streets selling fruits or just working and cannot go to school. So imagine giving opportunity to young people to not just be educated, but go outside of the culture, outside of the country, to come to United States, to this amazing Bible school, to be educating God's word, and then they go back to their country, like different international students. They come here, they've been trained, they've been equipped, and then they go back to their country and they give what God have given them at their experience here at Summit. And because I've been so blessed, like, I just wanted to continue as long as I am here at Summit. Now I am intern. I'm gonna be in the kitchen cooking, bringing some Hispanic food in the kitchen.
Oh,
and, you know, just like, as long as I'm here at Summit, I would love to continue just spreading the word about come to Summit, just being advocated for the school, because this program is really amazing and has blessed my life. One testimony that I have from last semester, like I graduated in April, but in the last year, the previous semester, I was struggling with mental battle. It was such an oppression. I was experiencing a lot of negative thoughts. I know the enemy was just attacking my mind with many lies. And his lies were so loud, even louder than God's truth and his love for me. And we have, every semester, we have that special day, a special time with, that we just separate with the Lord. It's called the day of waiting, because we just wait in his presence. We just wait for hear from him. It's like a solitude time. Because, you know, we always like busy, busy, busy. And there is a time to stop everything and sit in his presence and listen. Listen, the one that knows you better than yourself. Yes. In that day, the director of the school, Pastor Teresa, she say that she feels this is the day of freedom. And I was so excited because I need to be mentally free. It was just so hard for me that semester to focus in my classes, to focus in the church. It was just so hard. And one of my teachers from the school, she came and she prayed over my life and she touched my forehead and she put some oil. I believe in the power of prayer and the anointing oil. So it's just powerful what happened. I became free. I just, something came out from me. Like it was like, you know, when you're being burdened, overwhelmed, when you feel like there is chain and captivity. I don't know, it's just one thing inside of me that just went out. And I started walking in the cloud. It was just so beautiful. Yeah. And so that day, I also speak in tongues. Praise the Lord. I was so joyful. And I was also able to pray for one sister that she was also struggling mentally with some lies. Mm. And she became free as well. And we were celebrating, dancing, praising God that day together. And this is one of the many miracles that God have done in my life. I'm definitely not the Amina that Feliz that came to school in 2020, in September 2020, wow, and graduate in 2022, April.
Wow. That's such an incredible testimony. And you know what? It's the truth. You know, these, you know, people come, they get trained up, they get freedom. You know, they come to know who they are in Christ. They grow in that relationship with him. And it changes your life so much that no matter where you go, if you go home, if you go anywhere in the world, you know, that change is forever. And, amen, you know, and it continues to produce fruit in your lives. And so, you know, these missionaries these ones that are coming over to participate in the school, these are three people who are going to be equipped and trained and have an encounter with the Lord, you know, that we know that wherever the Lord takes them, they're going to make an impact. And so it's really a worthwhile investment. I know that there's, you know, that we're getting close to school season, you know, we're at the end of August right now. And, you know, so there's a bit of a time crunch. I know the Lord provides in many ways, but you know, getting those finances in as soon as we can. And so if you're watching this, there's a greater need with a time crunch on it to make sure that the provisions are there for these who are coming over. And so please consider giving, because, you know, we know oftentimes we find ourselves at the 11th hour waiting for the Lord to open a door. And he just does that. And he does that through so many wonderful people. And so your giving and your investment into this campaign, it will really make an impact, and not just an impact for some young people's lives for a couple of years, but it will be an impact, a ripple effect that will impact their life and will continue to impact the lives of others as they go back home, go to the nations. Who knows where the Lord's going to take them afterwards? You just never know. But he has a plan for them, and we want to be part of that plan as well. So I just want to emphasize that to those who are watching, there's a time crunch. You want to get those finances in. Go head over to that campaign, send in a prayer request, send in an encouragement, give $5, $10, $1,000, $2,000, give what you can, sow into this, because when you sow into this, you're going to be sowing into not just three lives that are going to be affected, but the lives that they're going to affect and the lives that those are going to affect. I think of the song. There's a song back in the 90s called Thank You for Giving to the Lord. And it was a song about when we get to heaven and we look around and we say, oh, you know, this guy goes to heaven and somebody comes to him and goes, whoa, when you gave at your church for that one missionary, well, that missionary came to my country and led me to the Lord. And then somebody else, oh, you did this for this person. And that person came and did this. And then they did this. And that brought me to come to know Jesus. We just do not know how incredible the impact we make is. When we are faithful and generous and giving of our lives for what God's called us to. So thank you so much for joining me, Aminadab. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we finish up?
Yes, I would like to say thank you so much for your generosity. Thank you so much for your offering of love, because let me tell you, the truth is that you're investing in God's kingdom. And I believe that he will multiply to you mighty and greatly, to you and your loved one, anything that you sow in his kingdom. I have seen that myself. I went to Youth with a Mission, YWAM, and I did my discipleship training in school, and I need to raise $7,000. At that time, I was living in New York. That was 2019. I worked 4 jobs to raise that $7,000. But Abba told me, leave everything and trust me. I will pay everything for you. I just want you to say yes and be obedient. And that's what he wants. He wants us to say, yes, here I am, send me. So I just quit all my 4 jobs. I was so scared because I never did fundraise before. And it was hard for me to ask for money. I just wanted to be able to work and make this money myself. You know, that's a little pride that we have as a humans. Yeah. So anyway, you have to humble yourself in the Lord, because he got you. If he's calling you, he knows everything that you need. He will provide every single thing. So I will tell you, my brothers, my sister, my friends that are watching, guess what? He did it again. He opened a way when there was no way, and he opened doors that no man could close. In 1 week, 7,000 came in 1 week. Wow. And how that happened is that one person from Times Square Church, my church, in one day, listen a little bit about why I was raising funds, and that same day give $5,000, that one person. And then the 2,000 left was gave by 2 other brothers in Christ that I love to do community service. So I was working with a crew. They give food to the homeless and to families in need. So I always love to go there and pack food in the boxes, and just they've been distributing the houses. So for that place that I do volunteering at that time, I received the 2,000 left, and that was amazing. 1 week, $7,000. So nothing is impossible for our Abba Father.
Amen. Nothing is impossible. And so I believe that, you know, this and the other efforts that are being made are just going to create, the Lord's just going to open the door the way he does it. He knows how to. He's such a good father to us. Well, thank you so much for joining me again. Check out that campaign. You can find it at givesendgo.com/ Aminadab Feliz, AminadabFeliz. And if you check that out, you can go send a prayer, send an encouragement, give a donation, and come stand with your brothers and sisters who are chasing after the Lord and pursuing the things that God has for them. Thank you for joining us again for another Spotlight interview. We hope that you all are out there shining brightly. Continue to get out there, find the mission that God has for you, and shine brightly wherever you are, and we'll see the world shine brightly. And that's light in the darkness is what we need this day more than anything. So go on out there, shine brightly, and have a blessed day. Thank you for joining us, and you have a wonderful day.